Okay, the story and the war and so forth. No, actually, it's now called the Jewel Road. So I should use that now instead. Things are changing. So I'm right now watching this quite amazing movie, Woman in the Dunes. Japanese movie from 1964. Look at it, it's good. It's an existential movie, they say. And now I get ideas from it, inspiration, so I'll just put that here. It's a possible format to be worked into our Jewel Road series. At your, here we have, it starts with a man walking in the sand, among the sandy dunes, capturing bugs and looking at one of those bugs who builds this kind of trap out of sand, capturing other insects, right? Then he himself is captured in such a trap made of sand. And there's a woman living in there, in a little house. It's amazing. That's as simple as it is. And what they make out of it. And then he digs a trap himself to capture crows in, but then realizes he gets water in. And so far I got now. But the thing is here, when she gets pregnant, there are all of a sudden, well, three men there, looking like farmers, not doctors. Giving advice and helping out. To get that baby born safely. And they say, well, yeah, I've experienced from my cows or cattle. But here they are, and this is what my idea, which may definitely be behind this one too. It's a thing with symbolism. Sometimes you don't see it, sometimes you see it when the others don't see it. But yes, they are the woman and him treated as animals held captive by, well, humans, but here then in a higher sense, someone above these humans is or keeping them captive. And here they are, man, woman, some other people, and others looking at them, looking down at them sometimes. Like, visitors at a zoo are looking down into the pits where they have the captured animals living. So it's all about captivity so far. But also what I see here is that there are these different, I would say three lokas, different realms within realms. And here we are in one, thinking ourselves to be alone in the universe. We who call ourselves humans. But then there may be others above us. Looking down upon us as we look down upon the animals. And we can show that perspective maybe in our story, Dual Road story. But then there are different ones there looking down. There may be those of a darker nature, but more powerful than the humans. We use the humans as cattle. And maybe that's mainly what the humans are. A herd. Most of us are a herd of sheep. We even call ourselves that sometimes. And we behave like that often. Nowadays you just need some smart, powerful leaders who know how to use media to play on our minds, shape our universe. And there we are. And we don't even notice. We are there in their pit that they have created there. That part of the zoo that they have assigned to us. And then above them there are those higher and higher. So in this way we're all captured, right? But then the thing is that in this seemingly dark scenario, dark cosmos, there is light. And that light is very, very interesting. Because it's coming from within. And those who shine fully with that light, they walk around there and tell us, actually it's just a dream, the whole thing. But if you don't believe me, just follow this path of light. Simple living, high thinking, and so on. And things will be fine. So maybe we have a scene that we have this Jesus figure standing talking like this to the struggling humans. And then they, I mean, he speaks so wisely that they have to stop and listen and think, and yeah. But then, are you some kind of new Jesus? Oh, is Jesus have returned? And the whole village gathers around new Jesus. But then there are others also. Another Jesus in the other city, and another one over there and there, and all online or offline. So in this way we show this whole real world opening up, and we just place our Puranic cosmos right into this story, the landscape and the cosmos of it is this Puranic cosmos, which I'm writing about in my book. Under construction. And yeah, that's about it for this time.